The former general manager, the executive vice president of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mr. Fred Claire, is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're having a wonderful conversation, and we'd love for you to weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. You can join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And how about, we were talking about just earlier, high-character guys, guys that are coachable. What about D. Gordon? I mean, I've been hearing fantastic things about him, and he's certainly becoming the fastest player, 30 stolen bases in 5 years?
Yeah, he's made, at least I have to qualify all of this to the standpoint, like about 70% of Southern California, I don't get to see the Dodgers on television.
Okay, we've got to get into that, yes.
So I speak at a at a disadvantage, really. I'm a DirecTV subscriber, as is, I think, Vin Scully.
I am too.
So we're missing.
Right.
We're missing much of a great, great season. And I don't think in my lifetime, my time involved with the Dodgers and before the Dodgers, there's never been a season where I've seen so few games. But so you follow it as do many Dodger fans, somewhat at a distance. I mean, again, just factually stated, but in following it because I care about it and have a history there, obviously. I've been very impressed with what I've seen of D. Gordon because I saw him when he came up, like a lot of young players, prone to mistakes. He's a young player who has to utilize his speed if he's going to be successful. D. Gordon hitting the ball into the air is, for the most part, a mistake. But when he puts the ball in play with that type of speed that he has, and in looking at him, and I think his on-base percentage has been very good. His stolen base is great. He has really made very, very significant strides because those aren't easy strides. A young player like that, not as much experience, sometimes can be overwhelmed by the opposing pitchers. But this young man is holding his own and then some.
Okay, Fred Claire is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I want you to touch on the Dodgers have been battling this TV deal all year long. What the reports say that 70% of L.A. cannot watch games on TV. I mean, how much does that affect your fan base morale?
Well, what it really results in, I think, is the obvious, Elisa. It results in tremendous frustration. Because you have a great legion of fans, and they're really being deprived of seeing the game, and seeing the games, and they're really the victims in many ways of a major negotiation. And what's interesting to me from a business standpoint, it's not just the Dodgers and Time Warner and the local distributors, be it DirecTV or Charter or others. If you step back from a business standpoint, what you really have to see is that the whole communications business is in such a consolidation and fascinating from a business aspect because here you have Comcast attempting to buy Time Warner, and you have AT&T attempting to buy DirecTV. That in many ways, the Dodger fan doesn't care because the only thing he cares about, and rightfully so, he can't get the game on television. But what's really happening is the negotiations, even above those negotiations in Los Angeles, are being impacted. And I'm afraid they're being impacted to the point that it could very well be that the Dodgers don't appear on television for the remainder of this season, other than Time Warner. That means 70% of Southern California isn't seeing Dodger baseball. You know what? That's not a good story. That is not a good story.
That is not a good story. So when do you anticipate that this will be resolved?
I have no idea. I have no idea, except it's because it's so complicated in its structure. And Elisa, the other thing is that the dollars are so great. The magnitude of this is so great. When you look at what Time Warner paid to the Dodgers over, think about it, over $8 billion over, I believe, what, 25 years?
Wow.
$200 million plus a year. And their that business move was with the thought, I can only presume, and I'm sure, that they would be able then to spin that off to the charters, to the DirecTVs, to the other carriers. But ultimately, what's happened in sports, you know who the ultimate payer of this is, the ultimate supporter of this is? Yeah. It's you, me, and Joe Fan.
That's right.
And that's a major, major problem for the business of sports. And this really, in many ways, is just the tip of the iceberg, because there's always the assumption that the fan will pay. And teams are being sold now for historically high rates. The Los Angeles Clippers are going to sell for more than $1 billion.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
The Clippers, with all due respect. So it's a, Elisa, it's more of a subject for one of my sports business classes, because it really has to do with the things that are at play that the fan doesn't take the time to really, or have the time to really study, and nor should he, but he's being impacted. He's been being impacted because he's paying for his cable television or his DirecTV, and he's not having the opportunity to see something that he cares about. So when this is really resolved, how all of this plays out, I'm not sure, and I don't know that anybody is sure, because there are some of these regional television networks that you know that are going out of business or into bankruptcy. And this is not good business.
Okay, the former general manager, the executive vice president of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Fred Clair, is joining us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And, of course, it was very well publicized coming into the season. So much scrutiny and attention with the Dodgers having the highest payroll. I mean, history making, what, $229 million? Oh, by the way, that's $30 million more than the Yankees. So my question to you, Fred Clair, is the Dodgers' payroll, is it worth it? I mean, that is you're talking about shelling out some serious coin.
Well, I think obviously the Dodgers feel that it's worth it, and you know, if you look back at the deal that Guggenheim made in paying $2 billion for the team, well calculated. Why well calculated? They got an $8 billion deal with Time Warner. So these guys are smart guys. They're not spending money. They're making good, sound business decisions in their view. And I'm not going to quarrel with any of that. I wish I would.
Sure.
My highest payroll was $48 million.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So I'm not going to, you know, as a general manager, you fight. I fought for the highest payroll that I could obtain because I wanted to attempt to put the best possible team on the field. But in those days, there were different budgets, you know, every team has its limits. Every team has its budgets. But the fact is that the payrolls continue to escalate. The Dodgers find themselves now at the very top rung. And why? Because their television revenue is at the very top rung.
Okay, so Fred, we are quickly running out of time. I have to ask you, certainly elbows seem as fragile as ever, an injury epidemic in terms of the Tommy John surgery. Do you want to weigh in on this, and why is it happening so frequently? It's been unprecedented.
Well, it's the focus, Elisa, is on the major league level, the players having these injuries. Dr. Job, the dear, dear friend of mine, was a dear friend before he passed away recently. What's really happening is not happening at the major league level. It's a result, Elisa, of what's happening at the youth level. The youth leagues, the high schools, the other youth leagues, pitchers are throwing pitches, the types of pitches, and trying to gain velocity before their arms are fully developed. And the problems that we're seeing at the major league level are not going to be resolved until we get better programs with more emphasis on health and not velocity at the youth league level.
Fred Clair has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, of course, the former general manager, executive vice president for the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is always an honor. Thank you so much, Fred, and I look forward to catching up with you again real soon, okay?
Lisa, good to be with you.
Absolutely. Much more at YSR. Stay close.